So the dead escaped through a bigger hole in my fence, right? Mind you, my grandfather used to walk that goat every morning around the neighborhood. Like if it was a dog.
Oh.
So our next door neighbor had a dog, right? And whatever, the neighbor would let the dog out, and he was like putting his work stuff away. And then, so in went the dog, in went that day, he closed the door and he left for work. He didn't see the goat go in. So my grandfather wakes up like at 10, and he's looking for the goat, frantic. And he's screaming around the neighborhood, where are you? Like that, like frantic. So somehow, some way, he looks inside of the neighbor's house, and there's the goat with the dog running around, eating all the furniture, pooping everywhere. We had to call our neighbors. We had to help them clean everything. We had to help them do all the furniture. It was just, oh, God. Where are you? Hi. So, you have a funny story?
That's super good stories.
Oh, yeah. My family is just crazy. Oh, my mom has a patch on her eye.
Why?
I told you.
Oh, wow. She scratched her cornea.
She used to have contacts. Mind you, the contacts were...
I did that.
The contacts were purely for show. Like for color. She had color contacts on it. I mean, she doesn't have perfect vision, but they have no prescription on it. And so she scratched her cornea really bad to the point that they had to do surgery. This was like 10 years ago. So whatever, she had like stitches and all that stuff. And apparently, my mom has really bad allergies, and she loves to like scratch her eye. You understand what I mean? So she actually ended up
scratching,
opening up stitches that she had from super long time ago that I guess never healed right. So now you have to look at her. She's like a pirate. She has a patch on one eye. You know what I mean? And like she's walking around, and she wants you to like feel bad for her because she's like, I don't feel good, man. But I was like, tell her.
How are your brothers?
That's what I was about to tell you. Omani's a snitch. Yesterday, he wanted to use my computer, but like I get really moody, like when I get home and like I'm tired, and like all I want to do is be on my computer, like whether I'm playing Snood or on Facebook or like Googling random stuff. So
Snood.
So he comes in and he's like, they love to like use my computer. Mind you, we have another computer in the house, but my computer is the only one that's hooked up to a printer. So he's like, oh, I got to print something out. He doesn't have to print out anything. He wants to go check Sportsnet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's fantasy football. And so, whatever, I locked the door so that he can't come in my room because he loves to come in there. And then he's, like, snitching on me. He's like, Mom, she won't let me use a computer and I have to do something for school. So there comes my mom with her patch on her eye. I feel bad for them. Hi.
They love your brothers?
Who, my mom?
Yeah.
No, my mom kind of forgets they exist. They're always at my grandma's house.
It's so easy to meet them.
Yeah, they don't live with us, so.
Why? Because
They're always at abuela's house.
For real?
Yeah. Like, they don't really, like, make my house.
So who lives at your house? You and your mom? And
me and my mom. No. Me, my mom. Lassie, which is my stepdad. Lassie's brother, who came from Cuba, with his girlfriend, his mistress, who she's had for 13 years. Yeah.
Is this the story you told them, Ms. Mills?
No, this is a true story.
This isn't even her family tree. This is like new people.
This is like new people that I didn't even know existed. This is one of like Lazaro's. Remember I told you Lazaro has like five brothers?
Uh-huh.
This is one of his five brothers.
With his mistress?
With his mistress. He left his wife and his two kids in Cuba.
Oh.
And they're both living at my house. And then on top of everything, Lazaro's dad is living at my house because he just got separated from his girlfriend here in Cuba, like here in Miami, who when he came from Cuba, he started hanging out with this lady. Then her son came from Cuba, and then he's the one who's forming problems between Lazaro's dad and the girlfriend. So Lazaro's dad got fed up and moved out. But now he's not even home at the time because he's still with her. But now they're in a dating stage. You know what I mean? They're in a dating.
They're getting to know each other.
And then that's how it is. It's
so your house is crazy. How many bedrooms do you have?
I have three, which is my mom's that was split down the middle because it used to be two. Mine and then like the garage, which is like a big room that they remade everything. Oh yeah, no. My brothers don't sleep in the same room because they can't stand each other breathing. They both breathe too loud. That's what they say. They breathe too loud. So we have one brother who sleeps in there. Oh, and they don't even have furniture because since we redid that entire room, we were going to redo furniture, like give them furniture. So then, but then now they decided to put back up the wall in my mom's room so one of them can have that one.
And the
other one can have the other one. And then I have another room that Lazaro has like his work stuff in there. And then like whatever. So we didn't never get the furniture, thinking that we were gonna put up a wall, but we never put up the wall. So now Oscar sleeps on a mattress in the garage. Omani sleeps on a mattress in my mom's room with my mom and Lázaro. Larissa and Alice sleep on another mattress in the TV room. And Pipo, which is Lázaro's dad, sleeps on a ping pong boom. on a cot outside, like in the sala.
Outside.
Not outside, like outside in like the formal sala, you know, that like it's only for show. Like you're not allowed to sit in it. You know what I'm talking about.
I have one.
Yeah. It's like furniture that like it's like 50 years old.
Can I ask you something? In your oven, this is super random. Do you keep pots in your oven?
Yes. Full of like
that's
oil.
Super Cuban.
Full of like safety.
Everyone I've asked today, no one does that.
Oh my god, my mom loves
that. Is super
my
Cuban.
My mom fries stuff and then she puts it in the oven. Like she doesn't
that's
let
very
the
Cuban.
She doesn't even let the oil like
it's cool.
She just
that's
puts it
very
in the
Cuban.
Oven.
Like for me to bake a cake, bro, I have to take out like 20 pots.
No,
my the top of my oven was like stacked. I'm like, mom.
No, but not only that, you also have pans like the pans like what you cook on. In
you
there.
Do have it in
so
there.
So you have to take out like 20 things.
Yes.
And
okay.
then finally get the one you
Everyone's
want.
Everyone's like, no, that's a very thing.
After you have to wait for everything to cool in order for you to be able to put
yes.
everything back in again.
So you have that.
I have that, and at my grandma's house too.
A lot of people don't do that. No. It's very Cuban.
It's very Cuban. No, that's like, do you cook with masola?
Yeah. Come on.
People use like olive oil. No, no, no. Masola. We use masola.
Or that yellow powder that you put in like my family puts in everything on like chicken soup, everything, and it has like a hen on it.
Oh yeah, it's chicken broth.
But like powdered chicken broth.
Yeah, it's like a little cube.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little cube. It's a good flavor.
Yeah.
Like chicken
That's
flavor.
It's very Cuban too.
My mom loves it. She always tells me the cubito de pollo.
Yeah.
But it's chicken broth.
That's funny. And how's everything with your mom?
She's good. How's your mom?
She's there.
How's your brother?
Braddy.
Braddier than that. What school does he go to?
Westwood Christian.
Oh. How come he didn't call it like Columbus?
He went to ABC for a year, but then he didn't want it.
He didn't like ABC?
Yeah. And then when we started going to this church, like, all his friends went to Westwood, so he wanted to go to Westwood.
You go to church? Every Sunday?
Mm-hmm. And Wednesday. And Friday.
Bing bam boom.
Exactly like that.
Have you been back to Lourdes?
No. I went once.
We went once. And we were running amok. We even went to Walgreens and got, like, masks.
It was right around home.
And it was right around Halloween, so we were, like, running around, like, scaring the crap out of people. I was in a Blues Brothers mask.
You guys, I was looking at the pictures of the video when you guys were, like, La Chonga, you and Valerie, the big Cuban, like, ladies with the big butts.
Bingo?
Oh, Bingo Bonanza.
Oh, my God.
No, the best was the sumo wrestlers.
You guys are
always above and beyond. Did you see Daniela's pictures? It's like intense sumo wrestling. It's like a full harness. Like, they even have the little hat. With a bun.
For what?
I don't know. Like, it was like, no, it's like a game. Like, you go somewhere and you hit each other. I don't know.
Pamahain.
I don't know. Look at it. Look at her.
Daniela who?
Daniela Paz.
We're not like friends anymore.
Oh my god, that girl's so funny.
No, she. Okay, look. I've called her the last month for real, like, 6 times. And you know how, like, when people, like, ignore your call, you know?
Yeah, because you just.
It rings the whole time, so I know she gets it. So then, I don't like when people play, like, dumb with me, okay? And I'm, like, kind of bitter about this, and I know I shouldn't be, but whatever.
I'm kind of bitter.
She IM'd me, and she's like, oh, are you alive? I'm like, Daniela? Like, I'm like, no. Be like, look, I'm sorry. You know, I had a lot of stuff to do. But don't be like, where are you? You're lost. Like if... I hate that. So then... So that I was about to go off on her, and I was like, I've called you 6 times, but I have to go tonight. And I got off. No, don't play stupid with me.
No.
I hate that. Where are you? You're lost. I'm like, great. Oh, I hate that.
I know you don't like talking about it, but you know who I always talk to now? Sasha.
Crazy.
Because since now I don't like Christy and Vero Fariñas either. Like, obviously, she's like number one, like, woohoo! Like, super excited.
They're like super against each other.
And she's coming this weekend.
Insane.
She called me up. She messaged me. She's like, hey, whatever. When I come down, I want to see
like
you. She wants me to go to like Ashley Hudson's house. Mind you, I don't even think Ashley Hudson likes me. Yeah, I think she hates us. But no, I think that she hates us by association. But I'm sure Sasha's told her, like, oh no, like, whatever.
She's the one that was with Putman, right?
Yeah, she's the one that was with Putman.
I tried to, like, say hi to her that time, went to Tallahassee.
Yeah. But you know who's really nice? Alyssa.
Too, but
and
I just saw,
she didn't want to talk to me either.
I just got an email because I'm like, logged into this class. You have to log into the Herald. Bro, that family is like losing it.
Who?
Sasha's mom.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Over Richard, she lost her job. She has 3 kids. She has 4, but
she
Sasha.
She is.
Yeah, but she lost her duties. That's crazy. Over Richard.
Wait, but didn't she get a new job?
How did she
supposedly, I guess when her and Richard were like back together again, her mom,
I know she got a new job.
Her mom,
she got reassigned somewhere.
Richard supposedly like choked her. So she pulled out a gun. What is she doing? Richard. Hello?
Lieutenant.
No, it's not even, it's that Richard lost his, it's not, all those people are like insane. And I hate finding out about him. And I always, like, I'm like,
Do you talk to her still?
She called me once before she left.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about the IE story?
Yeah.
So she called me once before she left. I don't hate talking about her.
But
we're just not friends.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, I think she has somewhat of a heart, okay, because she's done a lot of messed up things, like the whole thing with Brittany Padron.
That yeah, she, but how is Brittany even talking to her?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sasha realizes she had messed up the next day because she was belligerent. So she realized she had messed up the next day, called her up and said, like, sorry, look, you know what I mean? I was messed up, whatever. I said things I didn't mean or whatever. And once you talk about it, it's okay. Like the whole thing with
Karina. Yeah, but I don't
Karina,
like, Sasha
did you hear what she said about
Karina?
Did you hear what she said to Karina?
No.
Okay, Karina poked her on Facebook, which was immature, and Karina shouldn't have gotten into anything that's not her business.
Why'd she poke her?
Because she's stupid. Just because...
To mess around?
Yeah, to mess around. It's childish.
Whatever.
And Sasha wrote her back this nasty
message. Like, destroyed
message.
Her life. No, yeah.
This really... You know Sasha, okay? When you mess with Sasha, she goes after you, your family, anybody you've ever been with. And like anybody, so you know,
the kids
she told
you
her,
don't have.
She told her, she's like, flat out, she's like, look, she's like, I don't care to be your friend. I don't know why, you know what I mean? You consider and you know what I mean? You could try messing with me. And when I talked to her after, she told me that a lot of it had to do with the reason why she was so angry is because when you guys were in a fight, Karina got involved. Did she ever get involved? Something that Karina got involved with you with a, like a situation between you guys. And then you know, she writes at the end of the message, she goes, I hope that your father.
Sasha?
Is looking down on you, like, because her dad's dead. And yeah, and then, like, whatever, like, everybody was outraged that she had said such a thing. And
I don't know Karina's dad died. When did he die?
Oh, like a long time ago when we were younger.
But Karina's mom remarried, no?
No, I don't think so. I don't know Karina's life.
I don't know it.
And then,
I don't know Karina's dad died.
And then she talked about that. So, all this stuff, and then everybody was like, oh, what is that? She has no heart, all this stuff. And, like, when I talked to Sasha about it, because I talked to Sasha about everything, flat out. Like, the vacuum cleaner story in the apartment, the turning on and off of the chime,
freaking crazy.
The comment about lesbians, like, all that stuff I talked to her about. And she was telling me that the whole thing with Karina is she felt bad after having said something, but she knew that if she hadn't said something so powerful, Karina would have probably written back to that comment. And then it would have just started this whole thing. She's like, I wanted to say something to her that she knew I meant business and that I want nothing to do with her. You understand what I mean?
Okay, look, I need to say something. Do you know what that reminds me of? Like the like Anna thing. Was it Anna Lee when they were like, I don't think we should be friends. I think we should take a break. Like, how old are we?
We're super. We're
okay,
super
like
immature.
Like that whole thing of like, oh, I needed to tell her dead father. No, bro. What, like,
no,
what
bro.
Is that? She's like, I think she's very like a. I'm like leaning on, like she's like result of her like family.
She is.
I think for real. I think Sasha has like issues because, dude, I remember like when she was like living with me. Oh my god, the nights that she would cheat on Peter and then call him crying and it was this whole thing and she wanted
to
go see
him. Oh, you know how many times she's cheating on Dylan?
But okay, but how? Like, where in someone's right mind? But she, I don't know. But see,
that,
like.
Does that look from her dad?
But what is that, dude?
That causes promiscuity.
But what is that? Like, today she was texting Lance. Again, like, does she like asking for forgiveness 26 times, like, a month? Like, I don't get.
She likes to feel.
I don't get where you, like, feel like a. Like, you cut.
She wants to feel wanted by men because she doesn't have the love from her father. Something she's always going to have to get. She's always going to need that.
Her leaving to Tallahassee was like a big deal. It caused like a lot more problems than she thought.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. When I found
out... where's
she
going after her TCC, dude?
Okay, to FSU.
Yeah, right. She's getting in?
When I found out that she had left to Tallahassee without telling her mom anything and all this stuff, and it had just happened, the thing with my mom. So when I went to Tallahassee, I look at her and I'm like, hey, Sasha, you can't do that because at the end of the day, that's your mom. And I guess like something clicked in her head, you know what I mean? That's the thing. That's the reason why me and Sasha, Ellie's always like, I don't understand how you're friends with her, all this stuff. The girl's shady. She's done a whole bunch of shady things. Yeah, but the one person that I can talk to, like obviously I have Vero and I have Val and stuff, but like Ellie and them, they judge me all the time. You know what I mean? Maybe not to my face, but they do. And Val, I think to a certain extent, judge me too because we're different. You know what I mean? But me and Vero are very similar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mine's just my dad.
Yeah, hers is just her dad and mine is my mom. So what happens is that Sasha's that type of person that I can go to Sasha and I can tell her anything. You know what I mean? And I know she's not going to judge me. Why? Because she's done pretty messed up things in her life. And she's had a pretty messed up family too. So it's not, you know what I mean? It's not like...
She's no one
to judge me. So, and on top of everything, when I tell her, I can talk to Vero as much as I can and try to tell her things about my mom. But at the end of the day, she has a mom who's great. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Who's there for her and all that stuff. So
yeah, but it's kind of the other way around because at the end of the day, you have a dad.
Yeah. With Vero, it's different because at the end of the day, I have the dad and she doesn't have the dad. You understand what I mean? But with Sasha, it's the same issue. It's the mom's. Although her mom may be more crazy than mine. You know what I mean? To a certain extent, because my mom's crazy, more crazy in a certain point, and her mom is more crazy in another point. So that's why, you know what I mean? I talked to her. So when I talked to her about that whole thing, I think it kind of clicked in her head. And her mom were good for, you know what I mean? After I left Tallahassee, her mom even took her up.
They don't talk
and stayed there. I'm not sure how the relationship is right now. When I go see her, I think I'm going
to
do it.
After she started talking to Richard again.
Yeah. Oh, after that whole thing with Richard and that he got arrested because of violence. Remember that day we called her? With the new wife. There was like a whole issue.
Yeah, I know. I got the email.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There was a whole issue or whatever. And then I think
from the Herald.
What do you mean you get them?
Like, I'm subscribed to the Herald online. Oh. I have to phone in my classes for my technology class.
I know, but...
So it sends me the paper online. Like, instead of having the paper...
So you read it?
Well, it's like headlines. I get all the articles.
Oh, separate? Oh, so you're
It's like I get every section separate. Because I only signed up for the ones I wanted. And then one of them had to do like business and whatever. I don't even know which one they're under, but yeah, I got those.
Yeah, so. It's just retarded.
She called me when she left. But I don't think she was like okay because that day was like crazy. And I was at my house. And I had just gone on this retreat and I was showing her the video of like my whole youth group, whatever. And then she's like, man, remember the end of your senior year, how crazy was that? Like, yeah, bro, in the second. I didn't have, she got a new number, I didn't have it saved. If she would have had it, wouldn't have answered. Then she's like, Melissa? And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm like, yeah. She's like, hey, it's Sasha. I'm like, hey, Sasha. It was weird. I hadn't said her name in like months. And then she's like, of course, super defensive. Like, look, if you can't talk to me, it's fine. I'm like, honestly, I always say Sasha. Like, hey, what's up? You know? And then she's like, look, I just wanted to call. Bro, every time I think about this, I get a little bit, like, nauseated. She's like, I just wanted to call to apologize and all this stuff. We had a great friendship, and I don't think it should have ended the way it did. But you remember everything she did, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She's like, I don't think it should have ended the way it did. It's just, you know, like, I was mad at you, and I was like,
yeah, you should have been the one mad at her.
What?
Yeah.
She's like, but, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I have a lot of your stuff. Oh, that's another thing. She had a lot of my stuff, right? So she told Janine that she was going to throw them in the middle of the Lord's parking lot, which would have been, like, beyond. But Janine was like, no, don't do that. Give me some of it. So Janine didn't want, like, she took my Betsy Johnson purse and she never gave it back. Oh. Whatever. Which doesn't even matter because that's something materialistic. But, were you in my class the day she came to take a book from my class? She's like, give me my book.
I heard that.
Okay, whatever. That day I went upstairs, and I shouldn't have done it. Now that I think about it, I'm like, bro, I like lowered, like, under her level. I was like, here's your book, but you owe me the Dartmouth trip. Because by then I was like, bro, I even, like, regret that.
Oh, I remember that.
Now that was, like, stupid of me. But now that I think about that, I'm like, honestly, you were so stupid. Whatever. And then I told her, like, shut up and the whole thing. And then that day that she comes, she's like, I know you guys did a lot for me and you guys were really there for me, like a bad time. And I was like, okay, Sasha. And she's like, look, she's like, I was thinking, like, maybe before I leave, can we go to lunch? I was like, look, I was super nice, asked her. She called like 6 times because she was like, she thought that I was like kidding. I'm like, Sasha, look, I'm like, I really have nothing against you, whatever. I'm like, I really hope everything's going good and then you have a good, like, a safe time in Tallahassee, but like, I don't like want to go eat with you.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't like really like want to see you. I'm like, nothing against you, whatever. I'm like, I just don't think anything good would come out of it, you know? And I'm like, and I don't even want to look back on the past, whatever. And she's like, okay, but can I like go to your house and drop off your stuff? I was like, look, Sasha, I was like, really? I was like, I don't like want. I was like, I don't want, like, to, for real, like, keep my stuff. I was like, at first, I told her, I was like, at first, I was mad because, bro, I spent money on my Betsy Johnson. You know what I mean? Like, my money tree isn't, like, that full at the moment. I was like, but then I realized, like, that's very materialistic and, like, it shouldn't be, like, I need to see you because I need this, whatever. I was like, and on top of that, like, I doubt that my mother wants her, like, anywhere near my house, you know? She's like, no, I wouldn't go if your mom was there. I'm like, okay, Sasha. I'm like, well, I'm going to let you go, but have a good time in Tallahassee, whatever. Call me if anything. I hang up. And I tell Anne, I'm like, bro, I used to know this girl, and she'll call back, and I was like, da-da-ding. And of course, she knew I was by the phone. So I was like, yeah, Sasha. She's like, I feel like we're never gonna talk. And I'm like, Sasha, is everything okay? She's like, yeah, I just wanted to like ask you for forgiveness. I'm like, Sasha, I'm like, I forgave you. I'm like, for real. I'm like, I forgave you, and you know, I'm sorry if I did anything to you that could have offended you. For real, I'm like, I don't want any hard feelings. I really forgave you. She's like, okay, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. She's like, it's just that I was really mad. I'm like, Sasha, stop, for real. I forgave you, for real. And she's like, okay. She's like, well, know that you always have a place in Tallahassee, whatever. Yeah, like, I'm going to go sleep over with Sasha.
That's like how I feel with Vera Funny.
And then she's like, okay. Then she calls, and then I'm like, all right, Mama, but I'm going to let you go for real, okay? And like, good luck with everything. I'm here if anything. I hang up. She calls again. She's like, I feel like I'm never going to see you. I'm like, Sasha, never say never. She's like, okay, Mom. Like, well, I love you. I'm like, bye, Sasha. I'm gonna say I love you too.
Yeah.
That was it. But then I heard, like, then that's the stuff that I'm like, you know, like, then Janine calls me. She's like, Sasha was at my house today. And when Lance was like, oh, Melissa, that girl that was your best friend, she like laughed. I'm like, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why do you, like, why make the effort of calling to like say all this crap if you're gonna turn around and like
laugh about it?
Yeah, it's like stupid. But no, I don't want her like remotely, like,
near you.
Anywhere, no.
That's like how I feel about Vera Funny.
That girl's like not good news, and Sasha's like kind of like really loose in the head. Sometimes it like upsets me, like of how much like time like my family and stuff like spent. And I know you shouldn't regret that, you know. But yeah, it's just like, bro, it's like for what?
Energy, it was energy and money and time that could have been spent.
Like, bro, all the fights I had my mom with my mom, for real, it was like, okay, for what? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, bro, I put my family through hell. The day of my birthday, we were driving her to Fort Lauderdale. You know, my mom paid for her SAT. Like, just things that I don't regret doing, but I'm like, phew.
Yeah, why
like,
do what you? Do,
yeah, whatever.
She was a good friend at one point in time.
Yeah, for like a few months.
Yeah, for like a few months. And you felt bad for her. You know what I mean? You thought, whatever, but if she did that, her family or whatever. It's the same. It's like,
yeah, but at the end, bro, it was like really crazy how like all the things she was saying, I'm like, who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to? Is there anybody there?
No. Oh. And then, like, everything she would do and all the things she would say and, like, the Malicia and the stuff she would tell, like, Jenny, bro. Jenny's, like, half my brain, okay? Like, Jenny is, like, I talk to her every day, twice a day, whatever. I'm like, what are you, Sasha, like, what are you doing? I'm like, would you forget? Like, all the times. So, I don't know. It's just weird. It felt, like,
it's
very,
like, my, it's
like
my sister
bipolar.
Says, I forgive, but I never forget. So you can forgive Sasha, but you never forget everything that happened. Look at this ring. It's turning my finger blue. Like, it looks like my tattoo.
Yeah.
But I like it so much.
But she told Ai that when she called Ai to apologize for hitting her, she was like, oh, I'm just bitter because you chose Melissa's friendship over mine. Okay, one, me and Ai are like...
Gite!
Ai was like, oh, okay, Sasha.
Wait, you
she's
know
like,
we
that's
call...
why you're in FSU. And that's like drama central. Right?
You know why we call Bridget Gite, right? It's making fun of you guys.
For real?
Yes, because you guys thought Gita meant like little muffin.
No,
little,
it's Bridget.
It's Brigitte. And so then, like, we love that.
I told you guys that. I'm like,
from Flavor of Love.
Yeah. So whenever we always thought it was super funny how you guys called her Gita, but her name has nothing to do with Gita. So then Bridget, who really is Gita, we just started calling her Gita. And then I get stuck. I mean, at the beginning, it was like to make fun. But now, just like, I like it. Like, I like her. Whatever she calls me, I'm like, Gitter. 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 No, no, no. You smell like... You smell like that pot I put in my oven.
I'm disgusting. I can't wait to shower.
Ay. Well, at least we live in the corner.
Do we live like here?
Like senior skit. The other day we watched senior skit.
That pots in the oven thing is a
Cuban
thing.
Do you put pots in the oven? Yeah.
Bro, that's the worst. The second you go to bake cookies, you have to like unload. Yeah, everything. It's like 20. Like, ay, cuidado con el aceite.
Yeah, like, no, like cuidado con el aceite.
Silvia. Yeah.
Nick's
mom did that, but my mom's
Nick's
American.
Mom.
No, no, no.
They don't do crazy stuff like that.
The grease is put into a pot. The pot is clean.
But Sasha's here for like good.
For no. Okay, Sasha told me that she didn't know if she was gonna stay in Tallahassee because her parents, her grandparents, were paying for it, that they couldn't pay for it. Because Sasha doesn't have Bright Futures. She doesn't have Florida prepaid.
First, Richard was
first Richard was paying for it.
When Richard started paying for it, he wasn't even paying Carmen for his kids. That was crazy.
I think Richard did it out of spite. For everything. I think Richard did it out of spite. And
bro,
then
Carmen takes that to court. Richard's broke.
She had told me that
yeah, but where's she gonna go here, dude?
That her grandparents weren't gonna pay for it anymore and that she was gonna have to figure out what to do. But from what I heard, she's already planning to move in with all these people or whatever.
Yeah,
and
yeah. But
why would she be planning a move if, you know what I mean?
Who's paying for the rent?
I don't know. Maybe
she's
finally
not paying for it. Maybe she doesn't have to pay for the rent.
She's a really good talker. Maybe
she doesn't have to pay.
More and cover her.
Or maybe she's maybe her, like Caroline, since Caroline like breathes out of her butt. Maybe what she told Caroline was, "Oh, I'll move in into your room." You know what I mean? And like we'll just share a room, but you pay for the rent or whatever.
Either way, she stays with Dylan.
Yeah, either way, she always stays with Dylan.
Yeah, but who's paying for TCC?
She had originally said she was taking out loans. But I don't believe she ever took out loans. You know what I mean? First of all, if you're taking out loans and you're undergraduate, there's a problem. You know what I mean? Because
no, but what is she going to be? If you're going to be a doctor, I'd be like, whatever, bro, take them all out. You're paying them all
out. Now she says she wants to be a cop. Because we were talking, when me and her, we started talking about the whole Vero Fariñas and Chrissy thing and the whole controversy and the rubes and all that stuff. Do her friends what? No.
That's like the biggest thing.
Here's the thing. When that was issued, when that was given to them, like that nickname by Angie was given to them, then they took it to a whole nother level. Here's the thing. If you get called something and you know it's not true and you think it's funny that that person even thought about it.
You know, hello? I don't remember what she called me? That was crazy.
I
don't drop it. Oh, I don't know about
like,
that.
I don't think that story is like that wrong. I don't think that maybe she did it, but I think there's something behind that.
I don't know.
You can't get that out of nowhere.
I don't know. I mean, whether Angie said it because, I mean, there was something there, like that they kissed or whatever.
Yeah, but their pictures are gross. Have you seen the pictures?
That's what I'm telling you. The pictures now attribute to the fact that Angie said what she said. They're just taking the joke to a whole nother level. That's what happened with the whole dyke thing and blah, blah, blah.
But I would almost drop it.
That's what I kept telling Sasha. I'm like, just drop it already.
She's freaking 19 years old.
Yeah, that's what I kept telling her, but whatever. Oh, well, the whole cop thing. She was telling me that, because you know Sasha's very violent. She was telling me that she feels like breaking Vera Farina's face in. You know what I mean? But the reason why she doesn't do it is because she already has a violence on her record. That's one.
Oh my God.
And two.
Who is she?
Yeah, she already has violence on her record. And two, she doesn't want that, you know what I mean, anymore. Because the violence from before was when we were sophomores. So, that's like expunged the minute you turn 18. You know what I mean?
Anything when you're 17, if it's not a felony,
it's expunged.
Yeah, it's expunged. So whatever, you know what I mean? And like now she says that she wants to go into like the police force or whatever, and she wants to do
but
it.
But where do you go to police force?
I think you have to.
You have to start off like an explorer or something crazy like that.
You have to major in like I think maybe like you major in like law studies or something like that.
Criminal.
Or like criminal justice.
Yeah, but isn't TCC only 2 years or 2 years?
TCC is 2 years. It's a community college. I mean, you could be in a community college for 4 years, but it's your first 60 credits. You don't need college.
Yeah, but where is she going?
Where
is she going?
She goes right now to TCC if she even goes to school. I don't really know Sasha's
academic career. Yeah, but I'm saying, where's she going after? Does she have grades still at FSU?
I don't know.
We won't know until this weekend.
I'll talk to her about it. See what she wants to do or whatever.
Oh, she could have done so good here. The coach was like, Sasha.
Oh, she could have been an excellent runner.
They would have paid for everything. You don't get it.
Right, but she decided.
All she needed was 10 more points. 10 more points on her SAT. You know what that is? It's like dot your I on your name. Give me a break. It's like cross your fingers. You'll get it. You know? 10 points, dude.
10 points.
But usually, like, they help you. If, like, your scores are low, they still help you get in.
Yeah.
But hers weren't, like she needed to improve them. Like, there wasn't anything the coach could do, whatever. But he told her, he's like, improve them. I can give you dorm. I can give you, you know, because if she filed FAFSA.
I told her. You know how many times I told her about FAFSA? And at this time, her grandparents had custody of her, which means she would have had to have put her grandparents' information. They're two retired people. Okay, that get paid off of like Medicare or whatever, you know what I mean? Social Security. So you know how much money she would have gotten? Her grandparents must make like what?
But you know what? When we stopped being friends, that's when she left to TCC.
But I told
her. For real, when we stopped being friends, she was coming to FIU with me. I took her to all the coaches that like every time the FIU coach wanted to eat with her, she didn't want him to know that she didn't have a car. So I would take her, you know, whatever. I took her to seriously like 10 dinners, maybe like 4. I took her to whatever. The coach was, like, super honored. He called her every day, all this stuff. The second we stopped being friends, she was, like, oh, I'm going with Caroline to TCC. Oh, she got everything. Was like this.
Caroline got into FSU because of me. Okay?
And doesn't Caroline because, go for free?
Yeah, listen. She got it for free because of me. Because
you told her, right, about the thing.
The care program. Okay? Because we were sitting in art class. Caroline had no thought of even going to Tallahassee. Okay, and I was talking to my counselor, who was great, okay, who she knew since the minute my sister left that school that's where I wanted to go.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Miss Tilson, who was great. She would call Christina Calderon every day. You know what I mean? And then she told me, look, there's a loophole. Your grades aren't that well, which, mind you, I brought up my grades senior year like ridiculous. I graduated with a 3.8 from Nord. You know what I mean? Why? Because I was just lazy. If I put my mind to it, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not stupid. I'm lazy. And so what happened was that she had told me about the care system and blah, 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 whatever, and all this stuff. And it was if your parents made under a certain amount of money. Mine's happened because my mom was divorced, whatever. It was all the money issue. And you know how, like, Caroline isn't that well off?
Mm.
Like, and, like, her parents they have a business.
They
but like
flimsy job.
But, like, but, like, it's, like, going down or whatever, all this stuff. Like, Angie was always talking to us about how her parents were helping out with Caroline and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I told her about it, and then she's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go ask my counselor, because her counselor didn't care. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
if you didn't get in. And then, so she went to her counselor. She got that thing. She wrote the great essay, all this stuff. She got in.
How many of Karen and Angie aren't friends? It's crazy.
Yeah, but Karen and Angie haven't been friends for a long time. The thing is that when you have a friendship for such a long time, Angie was always the dominant one. And Caroline was always the one that just followed along whatever Angie said. And so what happened was that Angie would kind of, like, not mistreat Caroline, but she would kind of take Caroline for granted. You know what I mean? And, like, tell her things. And then what happened was that Caroline became close to Christy, who's more or less like her. Because Christy is a person who follows. She, you know what I mean? You tell her what to do and she does it. So they became friends. And then when Angie saw that Christy and Caroline were getting close together,
Angie had her face.
She had her face. I remember.
And she had the craziest moment.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Do you remember when it was like. I remember when there was like a point that it was like people were like scared of Angie. Like, no one wanted to talk to her.
Here's the thing.
She was that scary because she was that.
When we went on retreat, first of all, she treated Michael like crap. Okay? Because I remember distinctly.
Is she better now?
A game. Yeah. A game here. I'll tell you right now the whole story. Mm-hmm. I remember a game here at FIU, Columbus versus something. That she was screaming at Michael like if Michael was her kid. Screaming at him, telling him all these things, like people thought she was crazy. Like Christy, Bridget, and Lainey were ready to drop that friendship. Okay? To the point we went on Encounter. Okay? On Encounter I went on Encounter junior year in hopes of becoming a peer ministry, and senior year I could be one of the talks.
Uh-huh.
Wait,